It's the Symphonie Fantastique by Berlioz we're talking about. Music he wrote when he was in his mid-20s, and he was smitten. What's the story behind this piece?
It's a wonderful story. Berlioz had gone to see a production of Shakespeare at the Odeon in Paris, and there was an Irish actress named Harriet Smithson, and the symphony is about the experiences of a young musician in love, and he put all of this passion into the music. In fact, the first movement is called Reveries, Passions. You can't get any more self-referential than that, because that's exactly what Berlioz was going through.
And this entire piece, almost an hour long, has a musical thread that runs all the way through it, a sort of a depiction of her grace and nobility.
He creates this melody, and it represents the image of the beloved that he's fixating on, and he calls it an idée fixe. And he uses it in the first movement to sort of introduce this lovely object of his affection. And then in subsequent movements, he brings it back to suggest that the image of her comes to him at various times, and it's caricatured in different ways according to the situation.
That's a lovely, graceful melody that Hector Berlioz wrote for Harriet Smithson. And below that melody, you hear the pulsations of his heart.
Yeah, those are the palpitations that he was talking about. And if my heart were beating like that, I'd be very nervous, too. I mean, just missing a beat every so often.
And this whole piece is full of these musically descriptive passages like this, moments that describe a particular event. And in the fourth movement, we get to one of the most directly descriptive musical passages I can imagine.
Well, in despair, our hero takes a dose of opium, and he passes out, and he dreams that he's being wheeled to the scaffold in this tumbril, and he's executed, and the guillotine falls and cuts his head off, and there's this wonderful smash from the brass and the cymbals when the blade severs his head, and then plunk, plunk, as it drops into the basket by the side of the guillotine, and then everyone goes, huzzah, hooray! it's an amazing moment, and just before the blade falls, he has a vision of the beloved.
This autobiographical piece, he kills himself off with the guillotine, and then he writes 10 more minutes of music after that. The Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. Now, this recording, the London Symphony Orchestra, led by Sir Colin Davis, who seems to be doing this piece until he thinks he gets it right.
Well,
how many times has he done it now?
I can't think of a better conductor for this music than Colin Davis. He has such a feel for this music. He has such a sense of its passion and of its elegance as well, because here's a composer who was both. He was French, after all, and he understood that music should be elegant and it should be polished, and this is very polished account. The string playing in particular is quite refined. The brass playing is very tight. It's a wonderful account from the London Symphony Orchestra, which has been working with Sir Colin for many, many, many years, and it is the mature thoughts of a man who has given a great deal to the service of Berlioz.
All right, Colin Davis conducting the London Symphony Orchestra. Let's hear the final two movements from the Symphonie Fantastique by Hector Berlioz. First, the March to the Scaffold, which ends with that guillotine strike that we heard just a moment ago. And then, Ted, after that, the final movement is the Dream of the Witch's Sabbath.
Well, this is where Berlioz really goes crazy and where he shows his brilliance as an orchestrator. He does things that no one had ever dreamed possible with the brass and the percussion in the orchestra. There are bells, there's bowing of the strings with the wood of the bows to create a skeletal effect. It's extraordinary stuff. Well, the thing ends in an orgy of celebration of the macabre, and it is one of the great movements in all of symphonic music.